It's an interesting time to live. Never in the history of the world has there ever been less topsoil than there is today. We are going towards the cliff at 200 miles an hour. We're going to save as many people as possible after they go over the cliff. Do you ever ask yourself the question? It's as bleak as it has ever been. But we are acting like there is no problem, that we're going to come up with technology that is going to solve all of the problems that are out there. I just read a book, and the book, they were rats. And there were not many of them, so they really weren't a problem. And all of a sudden, they were going hungry. And so this idyllic island was forced to cannibalism. And they started eating each other because they could not envision that their environment was collapsing around them. Do you think that the same thing is not happening here right now in Iowa? They used to say that a squirrel can never put their feet on the ground. And to tell how powerful an individual was, they would determine how many pigs that they owned. And the ancient ones that survived for over 1,000 years came to the point where they also became cannibals. And today, the only thing we find is their cliff dwellings, their irrigation system, and they totally disappeared because they could not learn to live. Why is it? Why is it that we cannot see that? I came from Montana. Montana is not the hotbed of vegetarianism. I was one of the first 300-pound football players in North America. But I was from Montana. I'd rather be caught riding a stolen horse. Couldn't spell it, but I knew I ought to be one. And so, I became a closet mother-in-law. But you know, I learned something. I walk into the bathroom and the first thing they do is they come up to me and say, "By the way, does your poop float?" You know, there's always a way of educating people. But we need to educate people. You know, I was raised in Montana during the Second World War. My parents, they couldn't hire any help, and so my mother and father were milking cows. That meant my brother, two sisters, and I were raised by my grandparents. Now, back then, daycare is considerably different than it is today. No such thing as swing slides or Lego blocks. Back then, daycare was working in the garden. My first job, 4 or 5 years old, was working in the garden, putting my hands in real, live, living soil, birds, trees. I thought it was the Garden of Eden, and I wanted to be a farmer. That was the only thing I wanted to do. My parents owned a farm. 12 years I could go to school. I didn't do anything but party and play football. Never one time in 12 years did I ever take a book home. And believe it or not, my senior year, they came to me and they said, "Lyman, you're going to graduate." Almost had the big one right there. And if you think I had trouble believing it, can you imagine what it was like for my instructors? "Lyman's going to graduate." But I figured that out. They looked at it and said, "This guy is so doggone dumb. If we don't graduate him, he might come back." They didn't want to take a chance on that. They graduated me. I was thrilled to death. I went home to that farm. That farm was a business to be run. I was dumber than a post. I thought, there's no way I'm going to make it as a farmer, so I immediately went to Montana State University. I went there because I wanted to be an agribusinessman. Now, I couldn't spell agribusiness, but I knew that's what I wanted to be. I learned about herbicides, pesticides, hormones, and medication. I soaked up that information like a sponge. I learned a thing that was called better living through chemistry. I bought that hook, line, and sinker. And I went home with a degree in agriculture, and I said to my father, I said, "Move over, Pop. I'm going to take this one horse farm and turn it into an agribusiness. And he said, what in the world is that? I said, man, did you ever hear of better living through chemistry? He said, wait a minute, our job is to work with nature. And I said, no, that's old fashioned. We need to have herbicides, pesticides, hormones, and medication. We got to feed a hungry world. And so I took that farm, and over a period of years, I turned it into an operation where I had 7,000 head of cattle, 12,000 acres of crop, and 30 employees. I can't tell you what thrill it was the first time I wrote a check for $1 million, and it didn't bounce, and I thought, my God, I have arrived. I'm the Donald Trump of agriculture. Just when I was on top of the world, 1979, I got a wake-up call. I ended up paralyzed from the waist down. The doctor told me, he said, you have a tumor on your spinal cord. If that tumor's on the inside of the cord, you have less than one chance in a million you'll ever walk again. If somebody gives you the odd one in a million, what they're saying to you is, hey, sucker, pick out the wheelchair you like. You're going to be in it the rest of your life. Here I am in the hospital flat on my back, and a lot of things going through my mind. It was not about having 7 combines at $100,000 apiece, or 20 tractors or 30 trucks. What kept going through my mind is why I became a farmer of birds, trees, and living soil. I was buying over $100,000 worth of chemicals a year. I saw the birds die, the trees die. I saw the soil change. And it was not until I was paralyzed that I was willing to admit that I was the problem, not the solution. And that night, I have to tell you, I thought I would be in a wheelchair the rest of my life. I wondered what kind of an invalid would I be. Would I be in a wheelchair and feel sorry for myself? Or could I actually make my life amount to something? And if I were going to do that, what would that something be? I decided that night, whatever the outcome was, I was going to spend the rest of my life trying to get that farm back to what it was when I was a kid, with birds, trees, and living soil. They took me up and operated on me for 12 hours. I stand in front of you today. I have no bone on the back of part of my spinal column. And sure enough, the tumor was on the inside of the cord. They couldn't lift the cord up to get to the tumor. All they could do is pick a nerve and cut it. Hope the tumor was attached like a fish in a line, and they picked one, they cut it, and took out a tumor the size of my thumb. I walked out of the hospital with a 1 in a million operation. Now, I didn't walk out of the hospital because of the skill of my surgeon. I didn't walk out because of the care in the hospital. I think I walked out of there by the grace of God. And when I walked out of the hospital, a much different individual than I went in. But I didn't walk out of there thinking I ought to be on a vegan diet. I thought it was all about less chemicals, that we needed to take care of the environment. From the time I was paralyzed until I recovered was about 2 years, 7,000 head of cattle, 30 employees. I'll tell you, the financial shape of my farm was dire.